Let's go ahead and get started. I want to welcome everybody to the Saturday, the 29th of December, and this edition of Saturday AM Live is going to be a lot of fun. We've got a couple people who should be with us on the line. One I know is for sure. And this morning we're going to talk about autism and just a quick few steps. Bring up the speed, and if you are on the host line and there's any background noise where you're at, you can always hit star 6 to mute yourself out or hit mute on your phone, and that way we've got a crystal clear line. Again, that's star 6 to line up. One, right now in our country, 1 in 150 children are affected by this condition or disease. 1.5 Americans and their families are going through this, dealing with it and educating themselves, costs our country $35 billion annually. And just a few days ago, on the 17th of this month, Congress approved $37 million to the Health Resources and Services Administration to study the autism condition. And what's interesting is the partnership that NECAN has with the Autism Speech Foundation. Literally, every time we make a purchase of a sports bracelet, NECAN is donating a portion of those proceeds to that organization. The first check that NECAN wrote about a year ago, actually almost a year ago, was just over $50,000. So we're making a difference. And what is so amazing about the NECAN Wellness Home is that we actually have something tangible to deal with autism. And I've asked Seth to jump on the line here. I know he's got an appointment that he's got to speak to, but Dutch, your family has been affected by autism for, well, quite some time since the birth of your son. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, Vance. My son.
Tell us a little bit about what life was like before NECAN. What you were going through as a father, as a parent, what your son was going through as a result.
Well, our son was diagnosed at 2 years of age with autism, and we were told that through OHSU here in Oregon that he wouldn't likely speak or get out of diapers, and we just did not want to accept that and didn't accept that, and we found some help through a doctor in France that helped us with some techniques that helped us to cope with our son, and my wife was very instrumental in bringing those techniques to the United States, which are called integrated auditory sensory perception. So if you haven't researched that or looked into that, you can Google it and get quite a bit of information on that now. But up until just recently, our son has had tremendous results and was full functioning in school. He has an IP and actually was doing very well, but his speech was an issue that we could not seem to get over the hump with, and it was very difficult, if not impossible, to understand him on a telephone call, as he would get about two-thirds of the way through his conversation or his thought, and then he'd have to stop and start over again, and it would be very hard and very lengthy to try and understand him. We got involved in NECAN about 10 months ago and purchased a wellness home, and within about 2 to 3 weeks noticed a dramatic difference in our son's speech. One night at the dinner table, as we all get together and start chit-chatting, I looked over and noticed how well he was speaking to his brother, and even mentioned it to my wife that, you know, he's speaking darn near normal. And we were both perplexed. We were curious if it was the NECAN Wellness Home or was it a coincidence, like a lot of people that try these technologies discover. It just doesn't seem like it could possibly be that effective that quickly. And yet, within a week, he went to camp and was gone for 4 days and came back and could hardly, and he was talking the way he was before. So we called NECAN and asked NECAN what this was all about and how come nobody told us this was going to happen. And and why was this happening? And they were very you know, they didn't know how to answer us. They told us that it's been going on all over the world. It seems to be directed towards speech is where they're hearing a lot of this type of positive result, but that it's also helping in sleep and helping in their attitudes throughout the day. Well, today, you know, 8 months, 10 months ago, if you'd have gone to my son's school and 25 kids in his class and looked at the classroom, you would have been able to pick him out, especially if he started speaking. And now you can't pick him out from 20 kids in the class, which is the hope of all autistic parents to one day see their child be looked upon as normal with the rest of the class. And I'm here to tell you that that has happened to us with these technologies.
Now, Dutch, how old is your son today?
What's that?
How old is your son today?
He's 12. He'll be 13 in March.
Okay, so up to this point, before the Mekin Wellness Home, 8-9 months ago, can you give us kind of an age? He acted more like how old?
Well, when we would wake him up in the morning, The main thing was, I don't think he was sleeping all the way through the night, so he would be up before we would get up, and we would get up quite early here. We wouldn't know exactly what time he got up. He'd be watching TV or playing his Nintendo, and was a lot more introvert than he is now. And I think a lot of that has to do with how well he communicates now with his friends. The results of his social skills over the last 8 months have been nothing short of miraculous.
Okay. So the biggest thing for you guys literally was that piece. And I've been around autism kids myself, and I understand that it's a huge deal, because regardless of the age, I mean, there's certain ages. I was in a 3-year-old class in last week in the church, and you expect certain things, and for some reason the girls are a little bit further along than the boys, but there's certain things you expect at certain ages, and if a young person is not able to speak, this is absolutely huge. Jeff, what are some of the other things that are typically affect kids with autism?
I could barely pick up that last part. Say that again. I'm sorry, Vance.
What are some of the other conditions or some of the other symptoms that affect kids with autism?
Well, you know, one of them obviously is the social skills. Most autistics that we've met and been associated with have a tendency to be introvert, and their social skills are lacking in so many areas. Mainly, I think because they're you know, they're not getting the right sleep. They're not eating the right food. Autism, for some reason, our son, when he was 4 or 5, if left on his own, would eat nothing but white bread, sugar, and juice. And that doesn't help anything as far as their metabolism is concerned. So we had to deal with the diet issues. His sensitivity issues were a huge, huge problem. We couldn't take him into a room, a restaurant, because he could hear the fork all the way at the other end of the room being set down, and then everything from there to him was just overloading his senses. You couldn't grab him. You couldn't touch him. He would scream at the touch. And all of these issues, my wife has been huge in taking the time, using different techniques with desensitizing him, and then training him. We had to teach him what a smile was, what a frown meant. I mean, everything from the very square one to square, you know, 50. But we couldn't get over the hump on his speech until we discovered the Mekin Wellness Home. And I tell you, we'd have paid $50,000 if we would have known that that was going to be what did it for us, to help him become or be perceived as normal.
Now, Dutch, you specifically mentioned sleep as far as the sleep system that's in his room. Have you noticed that the water and the air and the nutrition and all the other components of the wellness home have attributed in different areas?
Yes. People always ask us, what do you think was it that actually helped his speech? And I tell them it's a wellness home prescription because nutrition was huge. Water is without a doubt, and even from my standpoint, and Nikan is what I consider to be one of the most important products that we sell is the water and what it does for your body immediately. And then, of course, the sleep and the magnetics. My son has a magnetic wristbands. He's got his insoles. He has his necklaces. He doesn't go anywhere without his magnetics. That magnetics have been huge for him, huge.
So that's been the big thing. And I understand, and it'd be hard to miss based on the articles that are in the Living Well magazine, for you and your wife, this is huge. Can you imagine, based on that testimony of your son alone, this has turned you guys' life right side up, I should say, as far as the whole business aspect. You've been able to not only impact your own family, but that of the families and the lives of many other people. Kind of been on the fast track to building this thing. What has that done for you guys as a family? Because I didn't even ask what your background or your occupation.
I come out of 17 and a half years in sales and marketing. Most of that was in the auto industry. And in the car business, you know, we spend 60, 70, 80 hours a week knocking down a paycheck, and you don't have much of a family life. You don't have any family life. I mean, unless you go on vacation, and the vacations are tough because you're missing sales while you're gone, and you never can let your guard down to the point where you can really, really relax, because you have to be in a certain frame of mind to be successful in that business. And when I saw Nikan and realized that I could develop a residual income that would actually multiply without me at one point, I was very excited about what that would mean for me and my family. And with the experience we had with the wellness home and with the technologies, it has simply been a process of sharing what we've discovered with other people. And the people that have seen it have gotten involved in this business in one of three aspects. But it has completely changed our life. We have a business that we built together. I do this full-time. I've done this full-time since I've seen it. And, I've replaced $250,000 income in this business. And I've done it rather quickly. We haven't, for me, looking at what we've done in the last 10 months, I don't feel like I've put in anywhere near the amount of work and energy and effort I had to put in to create the kind of income I made in the car business. And it has been at my on my terms, on my schedule, and that has been incredible. It is beyond comprehension how a person could live their life without freedom once you have it in your life. And all I can tell folks is, this business is not easy, but nothing worthwhile is. You have to go through a certain amount of rejection, and you have to be willing to continue forward when everything else looks like it's not working. This business works. You just need to work it and treat it like a business and not like a hobby.
Well, and I would imagine, Dutch, it's for you guys, you and your wife, it's not any different. You went through, literally for years, that struggle with dealing with an autistic son. You know, not everything is going to work the first time, except, however, what you guys discovered with the wellness home, and then it did in a matter of a few short days. I'm curious, and I know you've got an appointment. I need to let you go, and we've got a couple other people here that should be on the call with us. What would you say to people out there who are in that same situation, dealing with an autistic child, or those of us who, if not affected our own family, but we know people who are, what would you encourage us to do regarding this whole thing called NICA?
Well, and I make this recommendation to people that have autistic children or don't have autistic children, because for those of us who think we're healthy, well, one day we're not going to be if we don't change the way we're treating ourselves right now. And my first recommendation to a person who's looking at NICAN for potential relief of the effects of autism in your family and in your children, and for those people that are looking for better health in their own environment and their own life, and for people that are looking to develop a business, there's really the very first step that you need to do is investigate this for yourself. And you cannot possibly expect anything to happen through osmosis. You need to make an investment into yourself and into your family through this NICAN Wellness Home. And once you've had an experience with these technologies yourself, the rest happens pretty much automatic. And the fact is, these technologies work on everyone. Some people recognize that and some people don't. That's really the only variable, is whether people will recognize that these technologies have helped them or not. And they're not designed as a prescription drug that's going to work as soon as you take it. These are low impact type technologies that have large results over a long period of time, and they're preventive in nature. And people need to understand that when they put on a wellness home. But I would recommend the very first thing to anyone is to try these technologies for yourself and develop your own stories from them, and then see what happens. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, as we were.
Great. Well, Doug, thank you again for taking a few minutes out of your schedule. I'll let you slip away there, and I know that for the people that have been listening, you that little bit of encouragement, because there's so many other people out there that have been affected by this, but it's when you hear it, just get another story like what's happened with your son. And I know there's going to be more progress, you know, as the years go by, because when we expose ourselves, as you know, Dr. Ernie Vanderway said, you know, there's nothing magical about these products. It's when we change the environment and get these products into our home and get them onto our body, then the body is actually allowed to work the way God intended it. And, you know, the same thing with your son. And it's only when you get away from them, when he gets away from them, that you start to regress back to the way they were.
Exactly.
We truly have something. So thank you again, Doc. I appreciate it. And I want to, with the time that we have left, I know that we had several other people that emailed me. Al Segala and Ken and Betty, are you guys on the line?
Al is.
Al, well, good morning, Al. Good to have you with us. Now, Al, you're calling from, Dutch was in Central Oregon, and you are in Southern California, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so Al, tell us a little bit about your story. Yours I believe your daughter who is autistic?
Yeah, my daughter Angela.
Okay, your daughter Angela. So tell us what life was like with Angela before you discovered NICAN.
Wow. It sounds like a really sad story, but here it goes. Well, imagine just no hope. That's like a big word, but just down and out and bad and no energy and no future. The future was just a million options and none of them were good. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know who to turn to. I didn't even have internet at the time, so I didn't search for anything and didn't even think there was anything out there because of what I was told. And
And how old was Angela at the time, Al?
Okay, so she was diagnosed like around 2 years old, and when I bumped into NICAN, she was 4.
Okay, so you guys as a family have been living with this for 2 years at that point.
Correct.
Okay, and so what happened?
Oh, well, thank God I bumped into Nikan, or Nikan bumped into me, and I got some products. And so before I go into that, let me tell you some of the symptoms that she had. She had trouble walking, talking, breathing, sleeping, eating, and going to the restroom. So there's a lot of options for help.
So pretty much her entire life, everything. That's pretty much as a from a 2 year, 2, 3, and 4 year old. That's pretty much is their life. Talking, eating.
Yeah, food. Exactly. And you could just imagine like breathing, tough breathing was tough, sleeping was hard to come by, and not exactly sleep, but just at the wrong hours. Like she would want to be awake when we were asleep, and other than that, during the day she'd want to sleep anywhere and no energy.
Now I'm curious, and I have to focus on, but you take something as simple as breathing. I mean, it seems natural to us. Why was it difficult for Angela?
I don't know. It sounded like she was having like an asthma attack all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was kind of like they call it a wheezing asthma or something like that, where you hear noise like, you know, just tough on her, and sometimes she would stop breathing.
What did that do to you as her daddy?
Well, like nothing else mattered, really. I was so sad and you know, I used to feel sorry for my wife, too, and it was just kind of like blue. And it was tough on her because she's the one that I have to try to, like, take care of her at night so that I could go to work. And I had trouble, too, because I used to have trouble, you know, with my sleeping. So it was kind of like, hey, you know, help me out and take care of her. And then it started taking a toll on her. And so, I don't know. Really sad story.
And okay, so you guys lived with that for a couple of years, and literally you bumped into Nikan, and what transpired, and how long did it take?
Wow, here comes the good news. All right, so I saw results instantly, and when I say instantly, I'm talking about, you know, 1 minute. She was asleep when I got home. I put the pet pad, because I couldn't afford anything else at that time. And her breathing miraculously improved dramatically. I couldn't hear her breathe, and instead of, as opposed to hearing her have trouble breathing, and I couldn't believe it. I just stood there, like, 2 inches away from her mouth and her nose, and I was like, wow, she just, you know, she's okay. And my wife walked in, and I told her, hey, Angela's asleep, kind of like, you know, expecting a reaction, and she's like, no, she's not. Yes, she is. No, she's not. And, you know, after, it was kind of funny, because she's like, oh, I'm her mom, I know, when she's asleep. And it's like, well, come here. We stood there for, I don't know, 5-10 minutes, just in awe. We had trouble sleeping that night, so much excitement. We were pretty much satisfied with that. We weren't expecting anything else. And then 5 days later, after never speaking in her entire life, she says, Mama. And my wife was the only one in the house, and she heard her, and she didn't think it was her. And she just kept saying it over and over. And then finally she's like, are you saying that? She's like, you know, like, yeah. And she says, you know, like, changed in Spanish. She's like I did your urine and changed my diaper. And it's like, what? You know, I talked to my wife. She's like, she talks now. We were like, ah. And then just from there on, you know, being able to speak is one thing. Speaking is another. And speaking well is, you know, a couple of different stages. And now she's at a point where we ask her, are you hungry? Are you sleepy? You know, what do you want to eat? What do you want? And she used to bang her head. Now she don't. She used to have trouble walking. Now she even runs, jumps. She was really withdrawn socially, which is one of the biggest of all, because you don't know when you could ask for a kiss, you don't know when you could ask for a hug, you can't, sometimes just calling her name, she would blow a lid.
Okay, now, and that had referred to that, the whole social side of things, but you said that you started all this, or this all came about with a pet cat. And
yeah.
And Lord forbid that we would throw our kids down on a pet cat of all things, but that is the smallest magnetic pad that you can make other than a car seat. But so you just literally slid that underneath of her when she was in bed, and you said instantly it affected her breathing, and which is quite amazing because there's not that much of the magnetic technology. However, there is the far infrared in that pad. Did you put the kids' strides in her shoes as well, or what else did you guys do?
Oh, okay. So at that time, when I got the Mag Steps, which is one that helped her out with her balance, and that's how come she was able to run instead of have trouble walking. And you know, the shower helped her out a lot too. She had like skin problems also, but those are minor. And yeah, just minor stuff, just the insult. We used to put that on her chest. We used to just pin it on her clothes, and that would help her breathing out. You know, just imagine, I don't know if you could imagine this, but for 1 year, she grew a quarter of an inch. After the products, she grew eight times that amount in 1 year. The first month on the pet pad, she won the student of the month, and she, during that year in school, she won an award for a certificate achievement to Angela in recognition of most improved in communication. Yeah, so those are big now.
So she's in preschool right now then, right, as a 4-year-old?
Yes.
Yeah. And how long has she been on the Nissan products? How long have you guys been utilizing the this?
16 months.
Okay, so a little over a year now then.
Okay.
So what does that do? You used the words sad before and happy and obviously excited, and, you know, it literally it's tear-jerking to see the progress of what's taken place. What has that done for the family dynamic for you and your wife?
Wow. It just keeps getting better. So now I'm in touch with God. Now I walk with a spring in my step, dancing in the street, talking to everybody I can, whether they could, you know, whether they need it or not, whether they, you know, I don't know, I just like talking about it. I feel as though it's my therapy, and I get to talk about how it used to be and how I am now and how much better it's going to be a year from now and so on and so forth. I talk to everybody about this, and I look at it like way better than a winning lottery ticket. I would turn in a winning lottery ticket easy for the information I now have.
So where do you see this thing going for you guys? I mean, were you part of like autism support groups or anything like that? And what are you doing with that if you were?
I don't have a support group right now. I try to get involved with one, and I was trying to have some trouble getting there at that time. But my goal is, honestly, is to help as much as special kids as I can. I have a lot of ways thoughts of how to go about it, but sometimes just planning gets you know out of control, and I don't know. I just know I whenever I get out and I see anybody that has a child like that, I share my experience and I give them my phone number, and I let them know that it's not products that I want to share with them, a testimony, and it's fun. I have fun. Now I've tried businesses before, and I used to have trouble talking to people, and now I can't be quiet. Now I have to run around control that, because I just start talking, and the truth, I don't really care if they believe at first, and that's probably one of the problems why my business haven't took off, but I know I talk to a lot of people, and I get more excited every time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just out of curiosity, Alex, we're getting ready to wrap up this call. What has been something that's taken place in Angela in the last few days, even 3 weeks, that was a big change for you guys?
Oh, okay. The holidays. Just imagine the holidays before where, you know, you go to grandma's house and she throws a tantrum. And the tantrum used to last like 20, 30 minutes. And sometimes just didn't stop until we got home. And that was the routine. Oh, here we go again. And now it's like, wow. You know, she lets me eat. Wow, she's over there playing with the other kids. Wow. You know, she's not, you know, bothering anybody. She's having fun. She's running. She's laughing. So, you know, it's kind of like the before it was just more responsibility on me and tension, and now it's just leave her alone. You know, she acts normal now, and that's something that I never thought possible.
Mm-hmm. So what most other families just simply took for granted is sort of childhood. You guys, up until the last 16 months, you guys could only hope for that. But now I'll ask you the same question now that I asked us. What would you say to encourage people that either are dealing with an autistic child or know somebody in regards to NECAM?
Okay. What I would
encourage,
and which is something that I touched on earlier, I want to give information, and sometimes people think that because nobody's ever helped or that there is no help, and my thing is that there is hope. Give it a chance. You see results really fast. Most people have products already, so, you know, try to talk to them about it, look it up on the internet, ask people, check around, read whatever you can. And with new ears and new eyes and new heart and a new soul, because this is something that it's America's best kept secret, and a lot of people never heard of it before, so that's like they're not open to it. But please beg people to listen. Something that'll benefit them and change their whole life instantly.
Well, in a little bit of research I did the other day on autism, I noticed that online there's all this information there, but very little, if absolutely nothing, to deal with actually reversing the condition. There's all this, advice on how to support yourself and how to. I mean, it was amazing, and I thought, you know, if they just could have the answer, and I know it's no different from anything else that we deal with in America, whether it's headaches or back pain, or, you know, you name it. And yet, I can't help but think of something that Chris Hamill, Dr. Karen and Chris Hamill, who's done it in his 20s now, and they're part of support groups in different organizations, and, you know, Chris said it best when he said, you know, he encourages people when he meets with them, hey, let's not medicate, let's turn the body on. Let's just allow the body to do what it's supposed to do. And the NECAM products in the wellness home, they definitely do that. We just have to get them into our homes and into the lifestyles of our kids, whether they're autistic or not. So, Al, I want to thank you for sharing Angela's story, and again, thanks, Dutch, for being on the line with us. And I want to encourage people who are out there, take both these fathers, both these daddies' advice, and go what Meekin has to offer. You know, somebody who's dealing with autism, as Al said, beg them to look at the information. Beg them to check out the product. Do some energy tests with them. Get, you know, have them bring your autistic child with you to the appointment, or when you go to their house, bring the product. Let the product do the hard stuff for you. This isn't about loaning them for weeks on end to see if it's going to change. Get them to invest. That's what Al did and what Dutch did. If Dutch made the comment, he would have spent $50,000 to know that, you know, this would be what they've done for him. So it'll change people's lives. And if you know people who would will benefit from hearing what's been shared, get them on to growingandwellness.com. Brad will have it up soon, and they can hear it in its entirety. And I just want to remind you guys that we're going to start off next year with a gentleman who has a definite passion for the world of autism, Dennis Stater, is going to be with us from Minnesota. He's also known as the 21 Club team. The guy has done more than any other wellness consultant I know of. And then after that, the 12th of January, we're going to have Nina Dressler and Terry and Lynette. Excuse me, Terry and Lynn, two new silvers, that as a result of doing back-to-back 21 clubs. And so we're going to start off the new year with that. So I want to wish everybody a wonderful New Year celebration. I hope you guys had a Merry Christmas, and look forward to talking with you next week. And again, thank you, Al. Thank you for being on the line. Bye-bye, everyone.